It is Charlie Parker's birthday today, Thursday, the 29th of August, 2019. It is the 241st day of the year, 124 days remaining till the end of the year, 25 days until autumn begins, 187 days until primaries, and 432 days until presidential elections. The sun rises at 6:38 this morning. The sun sets at 7:42 tonight. We have 13 hours and 4 minutes of daylight to play in today. The first low tide was at 5:09 this morning. The next high tide at 12:11 this afternoon. Solar transit at 1:10. The next low tide at 5:06 this afternoon. And the final high tide at the Golden Gate will be at 11:21 tonight. The moon is currently 1.5% visible, a waning crescent moon. It'll be a proper new moon tomorrow, Friday the 30th. At 3:37 in the morning. Today is According to Hoyle Day, Chop Suey Day, Individual Rights Day, International Day Against Nuclear Tests, Lemon Juice Day, More Herbs, Less Salt Day, National Sarcoidosis Awareness Day, National Swiss Wine Growers Day, Pottery's Bottle Oven Day, Thoughtful Thursday. It's also Miners Day in Ukraine, Municipal Police Day in Poland, National Sports Day in India, Slovak National Uprising Anniversary in Slovakia, and Telugu Language Day in India. If today is your birthday, happy birthday to you. You get to share birthday cake with John Locke, Oliver Wendell Holmes Sr., Ingrid Bergman, Nathan Pritikin, Charlie Parker, Richard Attenborough, Dinah Washington, John McCain, Elliot Gould, James Brady, Robin Leach, Temple Grandin, Diamanda Gallas, Michael Jackson, Eddie Reader, and Michelle Indigacello. On this day in 1728, the city of Nuuk in Greenland is founded as the fort of Godhaab by the royal governor Klaus Pars. And Shays Rebellion also took place on this day in 1786. And in 1831, Michael Faraday discovers electromagnetic induction. The world has not been the same since. Much more on KLW.org. It's the KLW Almanac. I'm Kevin Vance. You're always welcome to drop me an email to kevin@klw.org. Morning Edition returns now at 5:52. A bit more of birthday boy Charlie Parker as we bring you the school lunch menu here on 91.7 KALW San Francisco, KALW.org, your local public radio, and the listener-supported broadcast service of the San Francisco Unified School District. Boy, I wish I was a kid today and having some of this lunch. This sounds much better than what I had when I was a kid going to public school lunch cafeterias. For lunch today in San Francisco schools, the Mongolian beef. Wow. Pancakes with maple, turkey, sausage, and omelet. Wow. Five cheese lasagna. Wow. Veggie chef's salad. Veggie chef's salad. Wow. And the cilantro lime roasted pinto beans. Not bad. Not bad. Some other schools can also have as an option the chicken or veggie burrito, the turkey or cheese deli sandwich, the chicken Caesar salad and flatbread, also the refried beans and Susie's spicy lime slaw. That is what's for lunch in San Francisco schools today. We thought you'd like to know. A moment to say thank you to all of KLW's members, including Richard Hansen of Oakland, John Scheib of Belmont, and Michael Bluebaugh of San Francisco. Big time. Thank you. Cross Currents Morning Report coming up next here on 91.7 KLW San Francisco. Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance. More BBC News this hour with Top Line at 8:42, also an hour of news from the BBC World Service coming up at 2 o'clock. Hi everyone, I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of local news stories. There was a big law enforcement operation in Fairfield yesterday. The U.S. Marshals, the Secret Service, the Fairfield Police Department SWAT team, all those guys in full fatigues and big old guns as well, surrounded a house on the 3300 block of Shenandoah Court. A man is suspected of a crime. It's not specified what it was, but he barricaded himself inside. The siege was held from about around the home from about 6 o'clock yesterday morning to about 2:30 in the afternoon. And eventually, three men and three women surrendered with no serious injury. Press and neighbors gathered watching the spectacle. San Jose is a little bit closer to having BART. The Federal Transit Administration is offering the Valley Transit Authority $125 million to start a phase towards building tracks and stations into Santa Clara County. The plan includes 6.5 miles of track with stations connected. There's the Alum Rock 28th Street Station plan, the Downtown San Jose Station, the Diridon Station, and the Santa Clara Station. Those are the plans for BART in San Jose. Members of the Sikh community are asking the FBI to investigate the death of a 64-year-old man who was killed during a nighttime walk in a park in Tracy. Candlelight vigil was held last night for 64-year-old Parmjeet Singh, who was stabbed fatally on Sunday night in Gretchen Tally Park. Singh came to America 3 years ago. Police say they found a video of a man running into the park and near the park, but they haven't determined whether he's a suspect or not. A group of United Sikhs notes that the attack came only a month after an assault on a Sikh priest in nearby Houston, California. Two other Sikh men were attacked in nearby communities. These are stories I found this morning from Associated Press and the San Jose Mercury. The Cross Currents Morning Report comes your way later this hour during Morning Edition. More local news at 4:04 and a full half hour of Cross Currents this afternoon at 5. For KLW News, I'm Kevin Vance. KLW is supported by Pop-Up Magazine, a night of live storytelling about the fascinating world around us. The Escape issue comes to Oakland's Paramount Theater on Saturday, September 21st. The evening features photography, film, radio, and original music mixed together and performed on stage. Learn more at popupmagazine.com. One more hour of Morning Edition from NPR News. Support for NPR comes from iDrive, providing cloud backup, full system backup, and on-site iDrive appliance to protect PCs, Macs, and servers from data loss due to crashes and ransomware at iDrive.com/NPR. Mostly cloudy this morning, becoming partly sunny, 60s and 70s here in the city, 70s and 80s around the bay, 90s inland, with west winds up to 15 miles per hour. This is 91.7 KALW, San Francisco, KALW.org. Time right now is 8:07. Good morning.